It is day three. Donald Trump and Mike Pence have been nominated. Pence speaks tonight to a convention that's trying to unify around the ticket, but there are still people on the floor who have their doubts. Meet one of them.
My name's Artemio Muñiz. Everybody calls me Temo. I am the chairman of the Federation of Hispanic Republicans. It's an auxiliary of the Republican Party of Texas, and I'm also an alternate delegate from Texas.
Artemio Muñiz is 35. He's a freshly minted lawyer from Houston who has run a state legislative campaign and who quotes conservative intellectuals like economists Milton Friedman and Friedrich von Hayek. When it comes to Donald Trump, he's not there yet.
I'm a blank, leave it blank delegate.
Leave it blank delegate. Yeah. You're an uncommitted
That's right.
delegate.
But I will, if Trump makes the necessary changes for immigration, his talking points, and Hispanic outreach, I would consider helping him on his campaign.
Boy, he doesn't seem likely to make a big change about immigration. In the platform committee, they wanted the dimensions of the fence to be written in at one point.
I think the wall is not the big issue. I think it's, what are you going to do with the 11 million people who are here illegally? Mass deportations are a concern. We don't want mass deportations. If he can change to a legalization program, which allows people to apply here in the United States at a consulate and not in a foreign government where there's a lot of corruption, I'm willing to go with him with that.
So even when he says they have to go back first and then they can come home, that wouldn't be satisfactory.
That's a non-starter for me.
Non-starter for you.
Well, you're going to break up the families. You're going to have people losing their jobs, rental agreements. Worst off, you're going to have other governments deciding whether they can come back or not.
Your parents were illegal immigrants
to
the United States.
They were from San Luis Potosí, Mexico. My dad was a shepherd boy, lived in the mountains, no electricity, no water. And he came here at the age of 14.
And the reason that he and your mother became citizens was the Simpson-Mazzoli Act.
That's right.
That led to the amnesty that is much attacked in these political quarters quite often.
That's right, and it's a mistake because you had 3 million individuals from Mexico and Central America who received a gift. And those people have gone on to have kids like me. And a lot of those kids I know, and they're serving in the military. They're business owners. They're successful and they vote. And whenever you attack immigrants and talk about amnesty, you're talking about them as well. And we're leaving a huge constituency behind simply because of cheap primary politics.
Well, do you have this conversation with people when you're
Absolutely.
When you're in Texas? Do you hear them saying, why are the Republicans, why do they sound so anti-immigrant when Reagan himself did the amnesty?
Well, one thing is I think the Reagan legacy has sort of been tarnished where a lot of people in the conservative echo chamber will only pick and choose what Reagan said. Mm-hmm. But you also have George W. Bush, who also pushed for immigration reform. And I remember his outreach videos. He would actually stand in parades waving Mexican flags. I can only imagine what would happen if Trump waved the Mexican flag nowadays.
If you'd written a paper in law school
Sure.
that drew as directly on somebody else's paper as Melania's speech drew upon Michelle Obama's speech.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Would you get called out by a professor
Absolutely.
For that?
I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be picking fruit or something. But no, the deal is, you know, I don't think it's plagiarizing. I see it as more as like rappers and comedians. You're kind of borrowing from somebody else.
You think it's like sampling? Like we could have heard
sampling,
some surface scratch thrown in when we came to those words?
Yeah, sampling loops and beats, you know. And there's no court to try you for using another politician's words.
Well, just, you know, before you go, I mean, you mentioned you need to hear something on immigration to bring you around because you're not yet a Trump.
I'm not. No. At this point, I'm not.
How hopeful are you that you're actually going to hear a proposal that you can live with?
I am hopeful because the campaign has reached out to me, and I know a lot of my friends who are in the campaign who are of like mindset, and they are really working towards convincing Donald Trump. And I think, look, he's a businessman. I think he wants to win. I want to win. It's sort of like he's negotiating, sort of.
You think he's going to say, okay, here's a plan for 11 million immigrants here illegally. They can go to a consulate in this country, get some papers, and apply. You think he can get that through a convention like this? And a party like this?
I don't think it'll be at the convention. I think it'll be later on the road when he has a chance to really look at things and see if he really wants to go down that road. Now, it's going to be tough because some of the people in the base will scream amnesty at any solution. But Trump's gifted. If you notice, he can take a position one second and then the other, but he really sells it. And if he believes it, I think that leadership quality in him will really convince the base.
Well, Artemio Muñiz, alternate delegate from Texas. Uncommitted and undecided.
That's right.
Alternate delegate from Texas. Thanks so much for talking
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.